Today's daf is Ayin Gimel, and we're going to begin with Meisve, which is the second line on the daf. And the Gemara is now going to ask a kash on Rav, and Rav is of the opinion that Mokom Pita Gorim, that if we want to determine where a person's dira is, it depends on where he's eating, where Shmuel says Mokom Lina Gorim, which means that it all depends upon where he's sleeping. And the Gemara is going to now quote a brisa that addresses the question of Tchum Shabbos. Haroim v'hakaitzonim. Roim, of course, are shepherds. Kaitzonim were those who were in charge of guarding the figs. They used to take the figs out in the fields and they would spread it out to dry in the sun. And they had these kaitzonim, kayotim, who are in charge of guarding the figs so that no one would steal the figs. Burgimin. Burgimin is something that we discussed earlier in the Masechta, back on Daf Chaf Aleph, and we said that these were the guards, the security guards who lived outside the city in small huts, in like Sukkot. And we discussed there the outer boundaries of the city. Does it include even as far as where the Burgenin set up their budkas, if you call it that? And Shomrei Peros, and out in the fields, there were those who were in charge of guarding the fruits. And now the question is, where they are Konashvisa. Bizman Shedakam Lolin Ba'ir, if they come into the city to sleep, they don't sleep out in the fields, then what happens is that Harehen Ka'anshe Ha'ir, their Shvisa is like anyone else who lives in the city. And anyone who lives in a city gets the entire city as Arba Amos. It's like his area. And then you start calculating the tchum outside the city. So if we're talking about these security guards and custodians of different sorts, and during the day they're in the fields, but in the evening they go into the city, and that's where they eat and sleep. So then they have the status of Anshei Ha'ir. But Bizman Shedarkam Lolin Besada, if let's say they go into the city only to eat, that's where their local restaurants and dining halls are, but they come back to the Sada, those little huts, and that's where they sleep at night, then Yesh Lem Alpayim Amal L'chol Ruach, which means that they're Konish Shvisa out in the fields. Why? Because that's where they're sleeping. And that would be a proof positive to Shitas Shmuel, that Mokom Lina Gorem, that a person's diur is where he eats, and not is where he sleeps, excuse me, and not where he eats. So it's a kash on Rav. So the Gemara answers, Hosam, in the case of those different kinds of Shomrim who sleep out in the fields in the Sefer that Braisa, Anan Sadi, Di Mamtule Rifta Hosam, Rav is saying that we can testify, we understand the psychology here, that if you were to bring food, if they didn't have to go into the city, you know, the big city slickers who are offering in restaurants and dining halls their lunches and their dinners, they would stay out in the Sada. Tvei Nichalu, they would be more satisfied if only the food would come to them. Instead, they have to go to the food. So it's sort of like against their will that they have to go eat in the city. When does Rav say that Mokom Pita Gorem, it all depends upon where you eat, that's where you want to eat. But if you're only eating there because you have no choice, but your first choice would have been to eat in the place where you sleep, in this case, in the Shomrim out in the fields, then we go Basar Mokom Lina, even according to Rav. Omer Rav Yosef, Lo Shmieli Hashmaita. This tradition in the name of Rav, that Mokom Pita Gorem, I never heard it. Now keep in mind that Rav Yosef suffered from amnesia. Omale Abai was his outstanding disciple who would constantly remind Rav Yosef of what Rav Yosef had taught them before he took ill. At Amrit Nilon, you told us this statement in the name of Rav, V'aha Amrit Nilon. And in what context did you say it? You quoted Rav in the context of the following Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that Achim Shayu Ochlin al Shulchan Aviyam v'yishenim bebateihem, if the brothers, although they eat on the table of their father, so they come into their father's house to eat, but they sleep in their own homes, each brother, each son, respectively, has his own home where he eats, where he sleeps. Tzrichim erev l'kol echad v'echad, they're considered as separate reshuyos, and each one has to participate and contribute to the erev, and bring his own pas for the sake of the erev, like any other dayorim who live in that same chatzer. They're not considered one, and the reason for that is because they each sleep in their own private house. V'yamrinan lach. And you made the following comment to derive the following conclusion from the Mishnah, Shmamina Mokom Lina Gorem. And you pointed out that this Mishnah clearly is predicated on the assumption that wherever you sleep, that's where you live. And each ach sleeps in his own home, and therefore they're separate Rishriyot, separate batim. Each one has to contribute individually to the Erev, the Amrit Lon. But you pointed out Allah on this Mishnah, Om Rav Yudam Rav B'makabli Prashanu. Meaning that Rav Yosef, you raised a question, an objection against Rav, and you answered that objection. The objection against Rav is that since Rav holds Makom Pita Gorim, why is it that the fact that they sleep in separate quarters, that makes them into five different Rishuyos, each one has to contribute his own Eruv, why don't we consider the fact that they're all eating together at their father's table, and you defended Rav by saying that the case is makabli prashanu, that we shouldn't understand the Mishnah literally, that they sit there and they eat at the table of their father, but rather they sleep and eat in each one in their own home, just that the father supplies the money for their meals. That's called samach al shulchan avim. They depend financially on their father for the meals. Now, here we have a machlokas, exactly how to interpret this. Does it mean that the father actually sends over the food, their food deliveries, like these Corona hotels that used to exist? Or does it mean that he just signs the check and they send the bill to the father? He pays the supermarket. But in any event, you see clearly that Rav holds that in general, it's Makom Pita Gorem, and you, Rav Yosef, defended Rav and said that in a case of Makabli Pras, that's not called Makom Pita, because they eat in the same place that they sleep, they don't eat in their father's house. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa. Misha Yeshlo Chamesh Noshim. Now, since we dealt in our Mishnah with the case of five brothers that were supported by their father, they don't eat on the father's table, the Gemara now quotes a braisa with a parallel case of a man who's married to many women, or he has many different avodim, and each one has his own separate diur, at least as far as sleeping is concerned. But the husband, or the adon, the master of these different slaves, he's the one who's paying, he's footing the bill for their food. Misha yesh lo chamesh nashim. The man is married to five women. Rabosai, could you imagine such a thing? This is before Cherem Rabbeinu Gershon. Each one of his five women, five wives, lives in a different apartment, a different dira, sharing the same chatzer. So he and his five wives live in six different places, and they all share the same chatzer. But Makablos Prasmi Balean, they are supported by their father, by their husband, or alternatively, Chamish Avodim. And each one of these Avodim has his own Dira. And they share one Chatzer, the master and the five Avodim. So living in six different apartments around one common courtyard. Mekabli Pras Mirabehem. And they are supported financially by the master. Here we have a machlokas between two Rabbi Yehudas. One is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, the other is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And they each say the exact opposite of the other. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Matir Benoshim. He holds that the Noshim are not Osros, Zu al Zu, as far as Tiltul. And they all are part of one Rishus. They don't need to set up an Eruv. It's as if they're for all intents and purposes, living with their husband in one house under one roof. There's no need for an Eruv. But v'yoser b'avodin. In the case of Noshim, we have a principle called ishto kigufo, but we don't have a case of an avodim of avodo avdo kigufo, so it's not the same relationship. And therefore, if the avodim are living in separate quarters, each eved has his own quarter, then each eved has to contribute to the Eruv, and they need an Eruv. Otherwise, they can't carry out from their homes into this common courtyard. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says just the opposite. Matir b'avodim v'oser b'noshim. He thinks that in avodim, we have a special relationship because there's a principle called mashakana eved kana rabo, and financially, they're really one entity, whereas the women folk, they have their own independent lives and personalities, and later on in the Gemara in Masechet Eruv, we're going to discuss whether or not the husband could set up an Eruv on their behalf. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is right, l'shitaso, that in the case of the Noshim, it's the derech that each woman who's living in her own house, she runs her own household, and even though she's supported by the husband, nevertheless, she has her own reshus. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is matir b'noshim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is matir ba'avodim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is oser ba'avodim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is matir ba'avodim. Amar Rav, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, why is he matir ba'avodim? Where, from whence did he derive the conclusion that the relationship between the Adon and the Eved is a very tight relationship such that they're all considered one Rishus? The Chsiv, it says in Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar, who raised Daniel up above all the other officers in his Babylonian rulership, and the Pasuk describes Daniel, v'Daniel Basra Malka. Daniel is located in the gate, in the Shar Beis HaMelech. Now, what that means to tell us is that no matter where Daniel was, he wasn't sitting in the Shar Beis HaMelech 24-7, but nevertheless, he's always considered as if he, ki'ilu, as if he were a Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. And the reason for that is because the Melech was supporting him, and he, on his part, was Meshubad, he had a Shibud, a commitment to serve the king, and therefore it's considered that he's always in the presence of the king. And if that be the case, then you see from this pasuk that the Tanakh is teaching us that there's a very special relationship between an Eved, who's Makabel Pras Mirabo, and his Adon, his Rav. Now, it's very interesting that the Rambam paskins Lekula, like both Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and the Rambam is matir both in the case of Avodim and Noshim. So all the Mefarshim raise the following objection to the Rambam. We have a principle that you don't paskin with a tarti de sasre, meaning the Rambam is taking two shittas that are mutually exclusive and he's accepting both. So the answer to this problem is that there are two different svaras over here. There's one svara based on the pasuk in Daniel to be matir ba'avodim. There's another svara, a principle in halacha called ishto kigufo, to explain the shita of matir bin noshim. And therefore the Rambam could accept both matir bin noshim and matir ba'avod. The Gemara continues, pshita. I have no doubt that ben etzel aviv kidah moron. As we learned in the Mishnah, that if a son lives in the same chatzar as his father, and he gets supported by his father, then he doesn't need an Eruv, and they can all share, the father and the five sons, the same chatzah without an Eruv. And not only that, if let's say, so that's the case where there are no Dayorim other than the five brothers and the father. They have, you know, sole exclusive access to this chatzah. There are no other Dayorim in the chatzah. There's another case where there are other people, other Dayorim that share the chatzah, they're not part of this royal family, but the Eruv was placed either in the father's possession, he was hosting the Eruv, or maybe one of the brothers, according to some Mefarshim. And even in that case, we're going to say that there's one Erev for all of them. And that's something that we derive from our Mishnah. Isha Eitzel Baila, Eved Eitzel Rabba, that's already a Machlokes. So what was the question that the Gemara wanted to raise now? Talmud Eitzel Rabba, my. What's the status of a student who lives in the same chatzah as his Rebbe, and his Rebbe is actually supporting him? You know, this could happen with Bachrim who are not married, even in the case of a Kolel. The Rebbe, you know, raises the funds for the Kolel so that each member of the Kolel gets his own apartment, but he's supported by, and he eats the food that's coming from his Rebbe. So shall we say, in this case, that the Talmud is Nimshach Achar Rabbo? He doesn't have to have his own Eruv. He's considered one Rishus with his Rebbe because he has that relationship of a Talmud to a Rebbe, and furthermore, the Rebbe is actually supporting him. Toshma, and the Gemara is going to be poshet this suffix from two different stories that came to the same exact conclusion. De Rav Be Rabbi Chia, Rav, who was in the Beis Medrash of his uncle Rabbi Chia, and he lived in the same Chatzer, and Rabbi Chia, his uncle, was supporting him. Omar, he said, Einonu tzrichim li'erev. We don't have to set up an Erev. We are one Rishus, like we're living together with the uncle, with the Rebbe. Sharei onu somchim al shulchan shel Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia is supporting us. And the same story happened with Rabbi Chia himself. In his youth, Bei Rebbe, he was a disciple of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he lived in the same chatzah, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was supporting him. Omar, and he declared, Einonu tzrichim la'arev, we don't need our own Eruv, shanu samchim al shulchano shel Rebbe. So we see that a Talmud with his Rebbe is considered nimshach achar rabo, and einam osrim zelzeh, they don't need an Eruv. By the way, the Rosh Paskins, like Rav, in the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which means that basar pito gorim, the place where you eat, is the final determinant. Others, however, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and in that case, we will come to the conclusion that a makom dira is the ikar, and that's oser, and that's also the sheet of Shmuel. Boy mine abaye mi rabba. We had quoted a brisa on the previous daf of Chamisha Shegavu Es Eruvam. There were five people that shared a chatzer, and they each contributed to the Eruv. Now they want to set up an Eruv between their chatzer, which is made up of five dayorim, and the next door chatzer. And the brisa says, Eruv Echa Lekulam. Once they set up their own local Eruv, the five residents that are the exclusive residents in their chatzah, they now are unified into one entity. They become like the five brothers who are eating from their father's table, so to speak. And therefore, when they, having already set up their internal Eruv in their chatzah, want to set up an Eruv with the next door chatzah, then one Eruv is enough for all of them. Now, Abaye presents the following suffix. Do we paskin like this price? Boy mine abai me rabba. Chamisha shegavu es eruvan. There was a chatzah made up of five batim, and the dayorim of the batim made an eruv amongst them so they could carry out from their batim into the chatzah and vice versa. And then they wanted to set up an eruv with the next door chatzah. Kishe molichem es eruvam li acher. If they are bringing their Eruv over to the next chatzah so that the Eruv itself, the Mazon Shtei Sudas, will be hosted in the next door chatzah, not in their chatzah. Would it be enough Eruv Echad Lekulam, or Tzrichim Eruv Lekol Echad V'Echad? Now we know that the halacha is, in this case, that they each have to participate individually in the Eruv. And the reason for that is because of molichem eruvo lemakom acher, because they are dependent for the purpose of carrying, again, as far as carrying in their own chatzah, they have their own eruv, that's not an issue. But if they want to carry from their chatzah to the next door chatzah, they need the eruv, they all have to participate in the eruv. But it seems that Rabba was unaware of this halacha. Amar Leih, so Rabbi said to Abaye, in response to his question, Erev Ech Lekula. One person from this chatzer, the chatzer which had its own Erev, can represent all the other members of the chatzer, all the other residents, and contribute a pass to the Erev between their chatzer and the next door chatzer. So right away Abaye asks Rabbi, is could that possibly be true for Achim in the case of brothers that have their own individual apartments and they are supported by their father? Dechi gavu damu, we said that since in a case where there are no other dayarim, they don't need an Erev. It's as if they're living together with their father in one Rishus and one Bayis. And nevertheless, Ketani, the Brisa, and actually it's even the Mishnah, says that if they want to set up an Erev with the next door Chatzer, and they bring the Erev to the next door Chatzer, it's being hosted in the other Chatzer, Tzrichim Erev L'kol Echad V'Echad. Every one of the brothers has to contribute to this Erev. So how could you have possibly told us that if five people live in a chatzer and they all contributed, each one of them, to an Erev, now they have an Erev, now they could be represented by one person and they could bring the Erev over to the other chatzer? It's against the Mishnah. So Rabbah answers, Hocha b'mayaskina, the Mishnah is talking about a case, kagon to ika diurim badayu. It's a case where they couldn't have had gotten away without an Eruv. Why? Because there are other Dayarim that share that same Chatzer. So it's not just the Achim and the father that are living in that Chatzer. There are other Dayarim, additional people who are not part of the royal family, who live in that Chatzer. Now, therefore, in order to be Matir Tiltul in that Chatzer, they need an Eruv together with those other Dayarim. And in this case, the Mishnah tells us that if after they contribute each one individually to the Erev, now they want to set up an Erev with the next door Chatzer, and they're going to deposit the Erev in the hands of the other Chatzer, then in such a case, each one has to contribute to the Erev. And the reasoning behind that is Migu Dehani Asri, Hani Nami Asri. That since there are other dayorim living in that same chatzah that generated an isra on the father and the brothers, they're not allowed to be metal to the chatzah, and they must have an eruv. Therefore, the brothers and the father themselves mutually, reciprocally, generated an isur. Each one has to take a pas and contribute it to the eruv. And now, if they have two chatzeros that are connected with a Pesach, of course, now they have to collect the Eruv from each one of the brothers in order to set up the Eruv with the Chatzer. Now, that, according to Rabbah, is the interpretation of the Mishnah. And therefore, Rabbah would definitely say that in that case, since there are other Dayorim and Osrim Zel Zeh, other Dayorim, I mean in the first Chatzer, the main Chatzer, which is the Chatzer shared by the brothers and the father. Therefore, Osrim Zel Zeh, as far as setting up an Erev with another Chatzer. However, Rabbah himself, when he said Erev Echad Lekulam, he was not talking about that case, but rather, he was talking about a case where either in the case of the brothers, there were no other Dayorim in the Chatzer, or alternatively, in the case of five Dayorim that shared one Chatzer, they made an Erev in between them. And here, we're not going to use that logic of Migu that we said before, that separates them into different entities, because they've already established an Erev, or in the case where there were five brothers and there were no other Dayorim, they don't even need an Erev. In those cases, then one of the brothers or one of the Dayorim can become a Shliach on behalf of all of them. They've already been united through an Erev, or because they are brothers that are eating from their father's food. is Hachinami Mistabra. Rabbah wants to substantiate his answer, his defense from our Mishnah. If you read the Mishnah carefully, and the Mishnah seems to accept the concept of this Migu, Dekatani, it says in the Mishnah, Emasai, when do they need an Eruv for each one of them? Bizman Shemo Lichem Es Eruvam B'Mokom Acher, Aval Im Hay Eruvam Ba Etzlam, if the Eruv was there in the father's house, Oshein Dirimi Mohem B'Chatzo, there are no other Dayorim, is Ein Tzuchem Le'arev Klal, and from the fact that it says that if there are no other Dayorim in the Chatzah, they don't need an Eruv, it would seem that if there are other Dayorim who live together with the Achim, they would actually need an Eruv, because then we're going to say, Migu, since Shar Dayorim Osrim is even the Achim Osrim Zalzeh, and therefore in the presence, in the existence of other Dayorim that are sharing the same Chatzah with the Achim, they are separate entities, they're Osrim Zalzeh, and they each need to contribute to the Eruv. And therefore, certainly, the Mishnah in the Reisha is justified when it says they need an Eruv l'kol echad v'echad. And the reason is because there are Dayorim Mimoyim. And once there are other Dayorim Mimoyim, those Dayorim generate an Iser on the brothers, and therefore we're going to establish a Migu, that they also are Osrim Zalzeh, and therefore, if they want to set up an Eruv with another Chatzah, the other B'nai Chatzah, they need to participate in the Eruv of each one of them. Shema Minah, but again, in the case where there are no other Dayorim, or in the case where there are many Dayorim in a Chatzah, but they all join together as an Eruv, that's already a different story. Then they have a din of one Rishus. Now, back in the day, what happened was that the Rosh Hashiva would support and put food on the table for the yeshiva bachrim, but they didn't have dormitories. So the yeshiva bachrim would sleep in one place and eat in another place. B'nei Bei Rav, the Talmidim, that are dependent upon their Rebbe, the Ochli Nama Bibaga, what happens is that they sleep out in a baga. Baga is a bika, you know, some area, open area made up of certain plantations and fields and so forth and so on. They have an inn, like a dormitory, out there in the baga, in the bika. The asu baise bebei rav. But they come and it's the exact opposite of what I said, sorry. Switch it around. So they eat out in the inn, but they come in to the base medrash, and they have places to sleep in the base medrash. So there's a dormitory in the base medrash. Now, the inn is proximate to the base medrash within Alpayim Amah. So on Shabbos, there's no problem if they eat in the achsanya, in the inn, and then they go over, walk over to the base medrash, and that's where they're going to sleep on Friday night. Kimashchina luhut chuma. Now we're measuring out the tchum Shabbos from Makom Shvisa, which will allow them to travel an extra 2,000 amah in each direction. What's considered their Makom Shvisa, and put an X on the map, and from there we're going to calculate 2,000 amah? Is it Mibay Rav Mashkinan La? Should we put the X on the base medrash where they sleep? Oh, Mibaga Mashkinan La? Or should we put the X on the machsanya out there in the bika, and that's what we're going to measure, not in the base medrash, because that's where they eat? Amalei, so Rav Sheshes responds to Rav Chiya Bar Av, and he says, Mashchina Mivei Rav. Everything depends upon where they sleep. And this is a reflection of Shitas Shmuel, that Makom Lina Gorem, a person's dirur, his dira is where he sleeps. So Rav Chiya Bar Av asks Akasha on Rav Sheshes, how could you possibly tell me that Makom Lina Ikar Vare, when a person sets up Erev Tchumen, what does he do? What's a classic scenario of Erev Tchumen? On Erev Shabbos, Nosein Eseruvo Betoch Alpayim Amo. In other words, he goes out to the outer boundary of the city, and somewhere within 2,000 Amo of the outer boundary of the city, he sets up his Erev, he puts his Mazon Shtei Sudos, and then Asi Ubeis Bebeisi, he goes back home, before Shabbos begins, and that's where he's going to eat, and that's where he's going to sleep. And Mashchina Leitchuma Me'eruva, and yet we calculate his 2,000 Amma from the place where he set up his Eruv. That's going to be his Tchum Shabbos, that's his Makom Shvisa. And yet he's not eating there. He's not sleeping there. So the Gemara answers that, right, so let me just add one more point here. According to Rav, it would seem that everything fits into place because Rav holds Makom Pita Ikar, and he set up his pass over there where he put the Mazon Shtei Sudos, 2,000 Amma outside the city. But if you hold like Shmuel, and we just gave an answer here, Rav Sheshes gave the answer to Rav Chiyo like Shmuel, that it's Makom Lina Gorim, and that's why we're going to calculate the Tchum Shabbos of the yeshiva boys from the Beis Medrash where they sleep at night. Well, how are you going to justify Eruv? In the case of Eruv Tchumen, the classic scenario of Eruv Tchumen, he sleeps in his house. So Gemara answers by he, Anan Sahadi, we can make an umdana of his das, we can shots up his mental attitude, that Behada Anan Sadi, Ubahi Anan Sadi. In other words, there's one Anan Sadi in the case of the Talmidim, and there's another Anan Sadi in the case of Tchum. Now the Gemara explains. Behahi, in the case of Eruv Tchum and Anan Sadi, De'i mit darlei hasam. If only he had a place to sleep. After all, keep in mind, the reason why he set up the Eruv Tchumen is because he wants to go in that direction on Shabbos. So imagine if he could sleep in that place, that would be great. There's nichalei. He would be certainly satisfied if he could only sleep in that place. So even though physically he has to go back to his house because that's where he has a roof over his head, but in an ideal state, if he could only sleep in the place where he set up his Eruv, he would save himself that entire, you know, travel of having to go all the way out there, which he's going to have to do anyway because that's why he set up the Eruv. But ha, in the case of the Talmidim, who are eating in the Bika and they're sleeping in the Beis Medrash, Anan Sadi the Maisile Rivka Lebei Rav, if only the Rosh Hashiva in the yeshiva could set up a dining hall and feed them, Nichol Utfei, they would be certainly happy that they could eat in the place where they sleep. In other words, they don't have to go all the way back to the Bikkur in order to eat in the local inn over there. So therefore, we're going to say that the Ikar Shvisa is in the Beis Medrash. And in this place, the Beis Medrash is where they would, in an ideal state, be eating. They just don't have any food there. The Rosh Hashiva can't set up a dining hall there. They're sleeping there. But it's not just they're sleeping there. If they had their druthers, if they had the ideal state, they would be eating there as well. Boy, Rami Bar Chomame Rav Chizda Av Ubno Rav Vitalmido. In this case, everybody has their own flat, but the Makabel Pras. In the case of the son, he's Makabel Pras from his father. In the case of the Talmud, he's Makabel Pras from the Rebbe. And the Gemara is going to ask now an entire series of questions. Rami Bar Chama. Three questions all told. Number one, Kirabim Damu o Kiyachidim Damu? What is the nature of this question? It's all based on what we learned back on Daf Ayin Hey. If you have two chatzeros, an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer, and the members of the inner chatzer have drisas regel, they have passageway, and that's the only way out to Rishus HaRabim, through the chatzer achitzona, the outer courtyard. And the law is the following. Im chatzeros shel Rabim, if there are many people who share that chatzer, and those who live in the inner chatzah did not set up an eruv, so then we apply the principle of regel hasura bimkomo seres bimakom acher. In other words, the drisas regel rights, that they have passage rights, through the chatzah chitzona, that's going to generate an isur of tiltal on the chatzah chitzona, and that's going to impact on the entire all the Bnei Chatzah Chitzon. They're going to need an Erev together with the Bnei HaPnimis. But if it was a Chatzero Shal Yechidim, in other words, there was only one person living in the inner chatzer, and that although he does have passage rights to go to the outer chatzer, but since he lives alone, he doesn't need an Erev at all. He's one person in that chatzer, and therefore it's a regular muteres bimkoma, eino seres b'makom acher. He doesn't generate an iser in the chitzona, even though he has drisus regel. So now, Rami Bar Chama asks the following question, in the case of Avu Bno, or Rav v'talmido, and let's say they live in the chatzer, apnimus, the inner chatzer, what status do they have? Do they have the status of Rabim, and therefore they need to set up an Eruv? And if they needed to set up an Eruv, if they didn't set up an Eruv, then even the Bnei Chatzah Chitzonah is Asur, because that's like the case of Rabim, where they need an Eruv, and it's a regular Asur b'mkoma, Oseris b'makom acher. Or, shall we give them the status of a Yachid? Even though there are many people here, there's the father, and there are other people, and there's the Rebbe, and there are Talmidim, right? It's more than one person for sure, but nevertheless, shall we consider them as one individual living alone in a chot? So they don't need an Eruv, and if they don't need an Eruv, then even though they have Jesus regal in the Chitzona, is regal hamuteres bimkoma in oseres makom acher. And in truth, that suffix leads us, or perhaps is resting upon, the next suffix. And that is Tzrichem Eruv o Ein Tzrichem Eruv. Let's just ask the fundamental question, says Rami Bar Chama. If you have a father and his son, or a Rebbe and his Talmud, and they live in a chatzer, and there are no other Dayorim that share the chatzer, do they need an Eruv or do they not need an Eruv? In other words, if you're going to take the opinion of Kirabim, then they each need an Eruv. I mean, they both need an Eruv. If you're going to say Ki Yechidim, that's like one Rishus, and we said before in the first Suffolk, it's a regular Muteres B'mkoma, it means they don't need an Eruv. And finally, the third question that Rabbi Bar Chama raised is based on the halacha of Rav Nachman, and this halacha of Rav Nachman was formulated back on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and that is that in order to be matir a mavui, to carry from the various chatzeros into a common mavui, you need a lechi or a korah. But that lechi and a korah is only matir in a case where you have batim v'chatzeros that open up into this mavui. So you have two batim opening up into one chatzer, two batim opening up into another chatzer. You have two chatzeros that spill into a common mavui. So Rabbi Bar Chama now wants to know what happens if you have a mavui, and this mavui has only two chatzeros. In one of these two chatzeros, the father lives, and in the other chatzer, his son lives. So how do we define this? Mavui shalehem nita b'lechi koro, ein nita lechi koro. If you're going to say that the father and the son are like yechidim, they don't need an eruv. So now we can ask the following question. Well, that's not considered two chatzeros. Why? Because if you don't need an Eruv between one chatz and the other, it's really, in essence, it's really one chatz that opens up into a mavui, and one chatz that opens to a mavui is Einu Nitar Belechi Ukoro. We're going to need two lechayayim. We'll need something else. Or should we say no? That even if I grant you that the father and the son don't need an Eruv between them for being matter their various respective chatzeros, nevertheless, at the end of the day, we have two different chatzeros that are opening up into one mavli, and that's enough to be matter it b'lechi yukor. Amalei, so Rav Chisda responded to Rabbi Bar Chama with one answer to answer all three questions. Tinisua, we learned in a brisa of Upino Rav Talmido Bisman Sheini Moim Diorin. If there are no other residents who share the same chatzah, Rehem Ki Yechidim, which means that they're considered like one, they don't need an Eruv. So let's say you have a father and a son, or a Rebbe and his Talmud living in the inner chatzah, even though they have Drisus Regel out into the chatzah chitzona, they don't generate any iser because ain't tzrichim li'arev, so it becomes a regel amuteres bimkoma. Umavi shalem nitar b'lechi uvakora. As far as chatzeros are concerned, even though again we said that they are one in terms of erevin, but as far as defining chatzeros is concerned, they still are considered as if they have two different chatzeros, which spill into a common mavui, and therefore it's nitar bilechi ubakorah. And that leads us to the Mishnah here on the very bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says the following. Chamesh chatzeros hapsuchos zulazu. You have five chatzeros. Each one has a Pesach that could lead from one chatzit to the other. And upsuchos lamavli. Each one of these chatzeros has an entranceway into a common mavli. Later on, we'll see that Rav has a different girsa in our Mishnah. He takes out the words upsuchos lamavli. But right now, we're going to learn the Mishnah with our girsa. Ervu b'chatzeros v'lo nishtatvu b'mavli b'chatzeros asurim is mutarim b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavli. If they set up a common erev chatzer, but they did not set up a sheet of muvos, then they're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other based on the erev that they made, but they're not allowed to carry from the chatzeros out into the mavli because they never made a sheet of muvos. And if that be the case, our Mishnah, at least the Reisha of the Mishnah, is reflecting the Shita that an Erev Chatzeres cannot replace the need for a Shita of Muvos. And now we turn to Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The next part of the Mishnah says the following. V'im nishtatfu b'mavui. In other words, that the Bnei HaChatzeros set up a sheet of muvos, and they did not set up an Erev Chatzeros, mutarim kanu kan. They're allowed to carry from the Chatzeros out into the Mavli based on the sheet of muvos. They're even allowed to carry from one Chatzer to the other, despite the absence of an Erev Chatzeros. So here we're saying that the sheet of muvos replaces the need for an Erev Chatzeros. In the Reisha we said that in a case where they had an Erev Chatzeros, but they didn't have a sheet of Muvos, then they're not allowed to carry out into the Mavli. There seems to be some sort of conflict here between the first part of the Mishnah and the second, as the Gemara is going to point out. Then the Mishnah addresses the case where one of the Bnei HaChatzer forgot to participate in the Erev, or in the Mavli, the sheet of Muvos. Erevu bechatzeros v'shtatvu b'mavui. They did everything that they should have, except for one problem. Shochach echad mibnei hachatzer v'lo erev. One of the bnei hachatzer did not participate in the erev, or he did. Right? Shochach echad mibnei hachatzer v'lo erev. Oh, it sounds like what the Mishnah is saying now is that although they all participated in the Shituf, but one of them dropped out as far as the Erev Chatzeros, is Mutarim Kan V'Kan. And once again, this reflects the position that the Shituf Muvos would replace the Erev Chatzeros. Now, what happens in the opposite case? They participated in the Erev Chatzeros and the Shita Muvos, but one of them forgot Mibnei HaMavli, V'lo Nishtatev. In the previous case, they all participated in the Shita, if one of them was absent in the Erev Chatzeros. In this case, they all participated in the Erev Chatzeros, but one of them dropped out that he forgot to participate in the Shita Muvos. And then the Mishnah says, Mutarim b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavui. That the Erev Chatzeros is valid, they can carry from one chatzer to the other, but the sheet of Mavos is not valid. Shamavi l'chatzeros k'chatzer l'batim. That just like it's also to take from the house, any of the houses into the chatzer without an Erev, so too you can't take from the chatzer any of the chatzeros out into the Mavui unless it was a sheet of Mavos. And if one of the Bnei Chatzeros did not participate in the sheet of Mavos, then he generates an Isar, all the different Chatzeros, to carry out into the Mavui. So the Gemara is going to try to take apart this Mishnah and figure out which sheet does this Mishnah reflect. Mani. How do we attribute this Mishnah? We said in the Mishnah that if there was an Erev Chatzeros, there was no sheet of Mavos, then they're only allowed to carry in the Chatzeros. They're not allowed to carry in the Mavli. Is Rabbi Meir? This would seem to reflect the sheet of Rabbi Meir, the Omar. Rabbi Meir says that if you have Chatzeros that open up into a Mavli, be'inon Erev would be'inon Shituf. They need an Erev to be matir tiltul in the Chatzeros. They need Shituf to be matir carrying out from the Chatzeros into the Mavli. One of the two is not sufficient. Great. So now we understand the Reisha of HaMishnah, that Erev v'chatzeros v'lo nishtatv v'mavu, mitar v'chatzeros v'asurim v'mavu. That's Rabbi Meir. But Eimah Mitziyosa. Now let's look at the next case in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, nishtatv v'mavu, mitarim l'kan l'kan. Which means that even though they did not participate and contribute to an Erev chatzeros, they can carry from one chutz to the other based on the Shituf Muvos is Asan Rabbanon. That could only reflect the Shituf Rabbanon against Rabbi Meir. The army they hold Bechada Sagi, that one of the two is sufficient, either an Eruv Chatzeros or a Shituf Muvos. You don't need both of them. So how do we reconcile the first opening statement in the Mishnah with the second statement in the Mishnah? Where it says Holokasha. Why? What it says in the Mishnah, the im nishtatfu, what does it mean? Nami ka'amar. It means that in addition to participating and contributing to the Erev Chatzeros, they also were mishtatev in the Mavui. And that's why they're allowed to carry both here and there, both from one chutz to the other and out into the Mavui. But enochi nami. Our Mishnah reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Meir in a case where they were not Ma'ariv in the Chatzeros, they only had a Shita of Mavos, that would not suffice and replace the need for an Erev Chatzeros to be Matir Tiltul from one Chatzit to the other. Gemara says we're still not out in the clear because Eimah Sefer. How are you going to reconcile the Sefer with the Shita of Rabbi Meir? The Sefer says Erev Chatzeros Nishtatfu B'Mavui Shachach Echem Nei Chatzer V'lo Irev. So it means that the Erev Chatzeros is totally invalid because when one member of the Chatzer did not participate in the Erev, he undermines the Erev and invalidates it. And yet the Mishnah says, Mutarim Kanu Kan, since they, even that person who did not participate in the Erev Chatzeros, but he did participate in the Shita Muvos, once we have a Shita Muvos to fall back on, we don't need an Erev Chatzeros. Hechi Dami, what's the case? Idolo batil. If the person who forgot to be participate in the Erev Chatzeros was not mevatel's reshus, is amai mutarim. What logic would allow the bnei chotzer to be metaltel from their homes out into the chotzer? If we're holding like Rabbi Meir holds that we don't rely on a sheet of b'makom eruv, we need an eruv. The eruv is not valid because one of the members of that chotzer did not participate in the Eruv. He was not Mevatel's Rishus. So then how can we justify the Mishnah that says, Mutarim Kanu L'Kan, that they can carry out into the chotzer? Ela Pshita Debatil. We have no choice but other than to assume that that individual, we'll call him Reuven, who did not participate in the Eruv chotzer, he's Mevatel's Rishus. How are we going to maintain that pshat? Because Eimah Sefer, it says Shochach Echad Mibnei Mavui V'lo Nishtatev Mutarim B'Chatzeres V'Asurim B'Mavui V'Ida Batel Amai Asurim B'Mavui. In a case where one individual, the flip side, Reuven participated in the Erev Chatzeres, but he forgot to participate in the Sheet of Mavos, then the Mishnah says that in such a case, Mutarim b'chatzeros v'yasurim b'mavu. They're not allowed to carry out into the mavu. Why not? You just finished telling me that the Mishnah is talking about a case with the batel. Because otherwise we couldn't justify the previous case where we allowed carrying from all the batim into the chatzer, despite the fact that one of the residents did not participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and we're reflecting the Shita Rabbi Meir, so we had to introduce bittel. Well, if you introduce bittel, then why are the b'nei HaChatzeros Asurim B'Mavui? Why should they be Asurim B'Mavui if this person who is part of one of the Chatzeros, he was Mevatel his Rishus? V'chitem, and if you'll say the kasavar Rabbi Meir, maybe you'll say the Rabbi Meir holds ein bitul rishus b'mavui. Maybe there is no such entity. When the Rabbanan created this enterprise called bitul rishus, they only did it for chatzeros in order to substitute for an eruv, but they never allowed or recognized a bitul rishus for the sake of a mavui. That's impossible. For Tanya, we have a braisa which we quoted back on Daf Samaches, Maisa Bitzduki, Shayadar im Rabbi Gamliel b'mavui, v'yam Rabbi Gamliel b'banav, and Rabbi Gamliel instructed his children after it became Shabbos, go ahead and be machzik b'mavui, make a chazaka in the mavui before the tzduki starts taking out his utensils out into the mavui. And what's going to happen is, he is going to be mevatel his bittel. Sharei bittel lachem reshuso, divrei Rabbi Meir. In other words, there is bittel reshus in a mavui, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel instructed his children to make sure that they bring out their kalim there before the tzduki decides to rescind his original bittel. So again, now we go back to our original question that the Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah, that in a case where one of the Bnei Achotzer was mevatel his reshus in the mavui, they're not allowed to carry in the mavui. Well, why can't they carry in the mavui? Pshita de lo batel. You're going to have to say because he wasn't mevatel's reshus. And since he did not participate in the shita of muvos, therefore there's an iser of tiltel in the shita of muvos. Now, umi the sefer lo bitel, reishanami lo bitel. If we want to maintain the integrity and the symmetry, the consistency of the Mishnah, we're going to have to assume that there was no bittul in the Reisha as well. And if there was no bittul in the Reisha, and one of the Bnei Achotzer forgot to join in the Erev Chatzeros, and he wasn't Mevatel's Rishus, so how could it be possible that he's Mutul Etalto B'Chotzer? It must be that we're relying on the Sheet of Mavos. Well, that's against Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara says, Reisha, as a rhetorical question, Reisha, V'seifa Rabbi Meir, Mutziyasa Rabbanon. Do you have no choice but to break up the integrity of the Mishnah? And you have to assume that in a case where there was an Erev Chatzeros without a sheet of Muvos, they're allowed to carry in the Chatzeros but not in the Mavui, which reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And the Seif at the end of the Mishnah, where it says that if the members of one of the particular chotzer did not participate in the shita of muvos, and they're not allowed to carry the mavui, that's all according to Rabbi Meir. But mitziyasa, the case that's sandwiched in between, that if one of the bnei hachotzer forgot to participate in the erev, they're allowed to be metaltel not only in the mavui, but even in the chotzer, is rabbanon. That reflects the shita of rabbanon, that all you need is an erev or a shituf, and one can replace the other. Gemara answers, and this is a radical breakthrough, Kula Rabbi Meir hi. The entire Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but what about the Emtsois, where the Mishnah says that if one of the Bnei HaChotzer forgot to participate in the Erev, nevertheless they're allowed to carry from one house out to the Chotzer, and that would seem to indicate that we're relying on the Sheet of Mavos. Yes, in such a case, where the Erev was made, but it was disqualified because one rascal, one individual, failed to participate in the Erev. In this case, even Rabbi Meir would agree that we could rely on Shituf Mavos. Why? Taima Mayoma Rabbi Meir be'inon Erev be'inon Shituf. Logically, conceptually, even Rabbi Meir is on board that if you had a valid Shituf Mavos, that covers you even for the Erev Chatzeros. But the reason why Rabbi Meir invalidates the Erev Chatzeros is Shalola Shakeach Toras Erev Minatinokos, because if you're going to replace the Erev Chatzeros with a sheet of Mavos on a constant basis, then in the next generation they're going to completely forget about the enterprise and the requirement of Erev Chatzeros. So imagine a situation where there is no Mavui, there is no sheet of Mavos, it's just a bunch of Batim that share one chot, so then the next generation won't even remember that you have to make an Erev Chatzeros. But hacha here, where they did make an Erev Chatzeros, they came into Ruba Ervu, most of the members of this chotzer participated in the Erev, is lo mishtakha, we don't have to worry that in the next generation they forget about Torah's Eruv. And here even Rabbi Meir is moda that you can rely on the Shituv as a replacement for the Eruv. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav lo tani psucho zu lizu. Rav, according to Rabbi Yehuda's transmission, removed the girsa of psuchos zulazu. All he has was chamesh chatzeros psuchos lemavli. V'chein amar Rav Kahana, Rav lo tani psuchos zulazu. Ika diamri, according to another tradition, Rav Kahana gufe lo tani psuchos zulazu. And now the Gemara is going to explain why is this new girsa logically, why do they reject the psucho zulazu amalei abayil Rav Yosef, my taima de Rav, de lo tani, why did Rav omit the words psucho zulazu? Because Savri holds called shituf, she'ein machniso motzio derech psoch memavui, lav shmei shituf. Rav instituted a new enactment, according to which a shituf is only valid when they take the pas, which they're using for the shituf muvos, and they take it through the Pesach of the Chatzer out to the Mavli. And from the Mavli, they will now bring that pas, that loaf of bread, back into one of the various Chatzeros, where that shituf, that pas is going to be hosted. So again, it's very critical that they take the pas out from the chatzer into the mavui, and then from the mavui back to that particular chatzer when they want to leave it. But if they would take the pas from the chatzer, right, and they would set it up as a sheet of muvos by leaving it in one of the various chatzes, but they never took it out into the mavui, that's not considered a sheet of. What makes the sheet of recognizable, obvious? It's the fact that they took the sheet of, they took the pas out into the mavui, and that makes it radically different than Erev Chatzeros, where they never took it out of the chatzeros, they always kept it in within the chatzeros. So now listen to Rav's enactment. He decided that if the chatzeros are psuchos beinehem, then they're not going to make a shituf. Even in a case where they actually took the pas derech hamavui, they didn't take it derech hapesach, but we're always going to worry about the fact that in this scenario, where all the chatzeros are open one to the other, they may take this pas through the psachim from one chatzer to the other, and designated as a sheet of muvos, and they're going to rely on that sheet of muvos, which is not a valid sheet of muvos, because sheet of muvos, you have to demonstrate that you're going out of the chatzeros, taking the pas into the mavui, and we're afraid that if the chatzeros are psuchos zulazu, they won't do such a thing. So in the case of a chatzeros psuchos zulazu, where each one of the chatzeros has an opening and entrance to the next chatzer, Rav said that we're not going to recognize the validity of a shituf muvos. Now, it comes out, according to this, that the only case of shituf muvos would be where if you have many chatzeros that spill into a common mavui, one of the chatzeros has no access to the other chatzeros. It has access to the mavui, but there's some sort of a wall that separates that chatzer, which is on the other side of the wall, from all the other chatzeros that are open one to the other. But Rav is saying that if all the chatzeros that open into this common mavui, all are psucho zulazu, then we have to have a gzera, we have to worry about the possibility that they won't do a proper sheet of muvos. They think that all they have to do is take the eruv from one chatzer to the other through the entranceway between the two chatzeros, and that's enough, when that's not enough. Eisve, the Gemara Sakasha from the Mishnah back on Daf Ayin Aleph, Balabai Shahoya Shutov Lashchedov, Lazebiyayin Velazebiyayin. You have two Shchedim, two neighbors that are partners in wine, is Einam Tzrichim Liarev. They don't need a Shituf Muvos, they already have a Shituf. Now, in this case, they never took the wine out of the chatzer into the mavui. And they just had partnership in a barrel of wine. So you see that you don't have to take the shituf out into the mavui. And that's against Rav. Something more answers the afke the aile. What they did is they took the chavis of wine and they brought it out of the chatzeros, which open up into the mavui. So they took it, let's say, from one chatzer to the other and then out into the mavui, and then from the mavui they brought it back into the chatzer, which is exactly the way Rav would require that they do. Gemara asks another kasha from a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes. Later on, the Mishnah says, Ketzem Mishtafim B'mavui. And it says over there, Meniach Es HaChavis V'Omer HaReizu L'chol B'nei Mavui. In other words, one of the various individuals that lives in the Chatzer and shares the Mavui, from the Chatzer to the Mavui with other Chatzeros, he's allowed to set it up in such a way that he declares that this barrel of wine or this pas is going to be a shituf for all the bnei hachatzeros, and that's valid. Well, according to Rav, it's not a shituf unless they take it out into the mavui and then bring it back into the chatzer. Hasam nami the afke v'aylel. We can give the same answer that the Mishnah is talking about, a case where he, that one individual, that good Samaritan, brought his barrel of wine or his pas out of his chatzer into the mavui, and then from the mavui he brought it back into the chatzer. Maskif lo rabba bar Rav Hanan elameata. If a shituf where they didn't take it out into the mavui and then bring it back into the chatzer is not a shituf, is then Hikna lo pas bisalo hakinami delavi shituf. Let's say Reuven, who lives in one chatzer, was makne the pas to Shimon, who lives in another chatzer, and these two chatzeres share the same mavui for the purpose of shituf. And the pas is munach bisalo. In other words, it was never taken out or brought in. It was never taken out of the chatzer and brought back into the mavui. So you're going to say, according to Rav, Hachinami, the law of a shituf, Hachitem Hachinami, and if you'll say Hachinami, that's not a shituf. Va'omar, Rav Yudomar Rav, we have a statement that we attribute to Rav himself, that b'nei chabur shayu misubim. There were a number of people that were eating together one common meal on Erev Shabbos, v'kiddush aleihem hayom. It's in the middle of Esuda, and now the sun sets, and it becomes dark, it becomes Shabbos. It's a paschal, a shulchan, somchen olem mishum eruv. The amri la mishum shituf. Which means that the pas that's on the table can be used as an eruv, and even as a shituf muvos. The omar rabba, lo pligi. These two versions are not at loggerheads, kan b'mesubim b'vayis, kan b'mesubim b'chatzer. That if they're sitting at a table inside the house, then they can rely on that pas as an eruv. And the eruv chatzeros has the same din as if it was munach b'bayis shebechatzer, right? You choose one bayis in the chatzer, and that's where you leave it. But kan, and according to the second version, that it's mishum shituf, is b'mesubim b'chatzer. They were eating out in the courtyard. That's where they held their common banquet. And you're allowed to leave a shituf muvos in one of the chatzeros of the mavui. But in any event, you see clearly that even Rav himself agrees that the shituf is valid, even though they never took it out of the chatzeros into the mavui, because the pas is sitting on their table out there in the chatzer, and they can rely on it as a shituf. So how do you reconcile that with Rav, who took out the girsa psuchosu lezu, because he held that in psuchosu lezu, since the shituf would have been derech pischei achatzeros out to the mavui, it's not a valid shituf. Ellis and Eligmar goes back to the drawing board to reinterpret the shita of Rav, at the time of the Rav, when Rav removes the girsa of Chatzeros Psucho Zulazu, it's because the Kosovar ain Mavu Nitar Belechi Vikorach Yubatim Chatzeros Psucho Mesocha. In other words, when you have Chatzeros that are open one to the other, they're all considered as one Chatzer. And Rav holds that in order to be Matar of Mavui Betiltul, through the mechanism called Lechi or Korah, we must have a minimum, an absolute minimum of two Chatzeros that spill into the common Mavui. Each Chatzer has two Batim. Now, if the Chatzeros Psucha Zulazu are considered like one Chatzer, and that's Rav's Yisod, that's his Shita, then at the end of the day, you only have one Chatzer that spills into the Mavli. And therefore, we cannot be Matir with a Lechi V'Korah. We're going to need, as we said before, two Lechayayim, or something else which is called a Pas Roch of Arba Tfachim, which is the din of a chatzer. So Rav therefore removed the girs of chatzeros psucha zulazu, because Rav was of the opinion that in the case we have chatzeros psucha zulazu, then you only have one chatzer. They're all considered like one chatzer, and that's not going to be the heter of a mavi with a lechi or a korah. Heter of mavi lechi korah means we have two independent chatzeros that are not open one to the other, that both spill into a common mavi. Gufa Amar Rav Ein Mavui Nitar Belechi VeKora here on Daf Ayin Dalin Omen Aleph Ad Shiu Batim VeChatzeres Psuchos Lissocho Ushmuel Amar, you can be Matir or Mavui with a Lechi or Korah Filu Bayis Echad VeChatzer Achas, even if you have one house that spills into a Chatzer and one house that Afilu psuchim rak bayis echad without a chatzer, or one chatzer, and it has only one house, and yet Shmuel says you can be matir the mavui if that chatzer leads into a mavui with a lechi or a korah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu churva. So Blineta tomorrow, we'll pick this up, this three-way machlokas here on the top of Daf Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph.